This is Michael Jackson of the Jackson 5.
Hi, this is Tito Jackson.
Merry Christmas, everybody!
This is Jackie Jackson.
This is Jermaine Jackson.
You're listening to the Sounds of Christmas
podcast.
Hi, I'm Kent Kessler. Welcome to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. My wife and I saw the Michael Jackson biopic this weekend, and if you love Michael, you'll probably love the movie as we did. There's already been much written and talked about concerning this movie and what is and isn't included, and just how accurate it is. Michael's kids endorsed it, several of his brothers and his son Prince were executive producers for it. On the other hand, Michael's sister Janet wanted no part of it, which is why she doesn't appear in the movie at all. Personally, I think it's a gift to fans. And that's really as far as I want to go, as far as this movie goes. But it did get me thinking about Michael and Christmas music. With his brothers, Michael was a part of the Jackson 5 Christmas album, the group's fourth LP, released in October of 1970. Michael sings lead on 7 of the 11 songs. He also sang Little Christmas Tree on Motown's 1973 release, A Motown Christmas. And that song was included as a bonus track on later reissues of the Jackson 5 Christmas album. And that's really it, at least officially. There are rumors that Michael recorded, or at least prepared to record, a Christmas song in the mid-90s, complete with a children's choir. The latest on that I've heard is that the children's choir part was recorded and wound up being used to some degree in the second Home Alone movie, and that Michael never actually laid down any vocals for it. I have no idea if any of that is true, and I don't see how we'll ever really know for sure. There are also rumors that there are some Christmas songs in Michael's vault, but since he's been gone now for almost 17 years, I feel like if there were Christmas songs in the vault, we would have heard them by now. But there haven't been any released. In fact, there haven't even been any leaks. Sony Music signed a $250 million deal with the Jackson Estate to extend their distribution rights to Michael's back catalog until at least 2017. As part of that deal, two posthumous albums of previously unreleased tracks were released, Michael in 2010 and Escape in 2014. In 2017, Sony renewed their deal for another $250 million, and that went into effect in January of 2018. There have not been any more releases, albums or singles, since 2014. Well, no releases of unreleased material. There have been reworked collections and a few remixes. In fact, just last week, to coincide with the new movie, there was the official soundtrack, Michael, Songs from the Motion Picture, and there was also a new compilation called Michael, The Birth of a Superstar. Near the end of 2024, The Hollywood Reporter published a story about a trove of Michael Jackson unreleased recordings that had been discovered in a storage unit in the San Fernando Valley. These recordings were all songs Michael supposedly worked on around the time he was recording his Dangerous album. I'll put a link to the Hollywood Reporter story in the show notes, but to cut to the chase, there aren't any Christmas songs listed in this particular find. However, of the 15 songs that were discovered, one would be of interest to those who enjoy the sounds of Halloween when the sounds of Christmas switches to all Halloween music in October. It's a song called Son of Thriller. Michael's estate did confirm that they have the masters for all of those recordings, so I suppose it's possible we'll get another album or two eventually, but probably not a Christmas album. I'd love to be wrong and find some unreleased Michael Jackson Christmas music making its way out this coming fall, or next fall, or even the fall after that. Well, I don't think that's likely, if there is any, and with the inevitable Blu-ray release of the new movie on the horizon, I think we'll be hearing about it soon. In the meantime, we have the Jackson 5 Christmas album and Michael's single, Little Christmas Tree. And we have his rich legacy of non-Christmas music to help keep his memory alive. Thanks so much for listening, helping me share some Christmas spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I told you how to listen to the station, and you're already listening to the podcast now, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page that lists most, if not all, of the sites that stream the Sounds of Christmas podcast. And I'll put a link to that down in the show notes so you can scroll down, click on that, figure out which one is your favorite site, and then click on over and then subscribe, and you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. Thanks again, and may you always believe in Santa Claus.